Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Sunday, November 12th, 2023. The tarot card for today is the Moon, and this one is from the lovely traditional Korean tarot by Bonamama. Now, I did mention yesterday that the Moon is in Scorpio. Well, let me tell you, tomorrow will be our new moon in Scorpio. And this is quite the new moon. If you want to read more about it or hear more about it, you can read about it on my calendar of planetary events on my website, tarotbycecilia.com. All right? It's free to subscribe to add to the, you know, calendar on your smartphone, even if you like. Or you can even follow me on any of my subscription platforms and listen to readings such as my Scorpio New Moon Tarot Guidance. Today, this new moon will be opposing Jupiter. And Jupiter does have a way of, I'm going to say, like, blowing things up. All right? Because it expands everything. So there's no telling what's going on. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a rundown for tomorrow, just so you're aware, because these energies are coming in. The moon will be opposing Uranus, conjunct to Mars, trine Neptune. The sun, the Scorpio sun, will be opposing Uranus. The moon will sextile Pluto, and it will then move into Sagittarius and square Saturn. There's a whole lot of energy here, people, all right? And there's so much to talk about, which is why I do, you know, the lengthier readings and go into the astrology and use an entire deck of cards to read for that particular event. And of course, speaking about the new moon, I never speak about anything for just one day or week or month or whatever. I talk about everything I see. And I'm just, you know, I'll tell you what I see here. Like with this card, the moon itself is, things aren't always really clear, right? We can become disillusioned. We have fears. You know, the energy is so intense with the sun, you know, opposing Uranus, with the moon being in Scorpio as well. Mars is in Scorpio. Oh, man, I mean, we're talking intensity. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a lot of people who do not handle Scorpio energy well at all, all right? And new moons themselves tend to make people a lot less easy to get along with. Oh my goodness. There's a recipe here for kind of like anything goes and anything can happen. Also think that if you can, you know, face the fears which are there and let them go. The word release is often associated with this card. Releasing those fears and finding ways to overcome them, you know, then you can begin to move forward. It still is, after all, a new moon, right? And new moons represent new beginnings. Now, that's what we have to see, is if in the coming days we're able to find these changes and these events and even the right cards to help bring those to everyone here. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.